From WABE News in Atlanta, good morning. I'm Steve Goss. In the span of 24 hours, a controversial abortion bill that would have shortened the period of time in which a woman can have an abortion from 26 to 20 weeks went from strong to weak to dead. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Parker Wallace reports on the fallout between the State House and the State Senate.
This bill left this House as a structured proposition.
That's Speaker of the House David Ralston talking about the original version of the House's abortion bill. He tells the chamber that the Senate won't budge on amendments they made to the bill Monday night. The first would protect doctors who perform abortions from being held criminally accountable. The second exempts so-called medically futile pregnancies where the fetus has no chance of surviving. But the House rejected the amendments.
It has gone back to the Senate. They have insisted on their substitute to the bill.
The Atlanta Journal-Constitution's Jim Galloway translates.
Well, he wanted to make very clear that it was the Senate's fault that this bill had died, that his House had held to the most conservative position, and that it was the Senate's stubborn, more moderate Republicans that refused to budge.
By not assigning the bill a conference committee, Speaker Ralston has all but declared the abortion bill is dead, for now. For WABE News, I'm Parker Wallace at the State Capitol.
State lawmakers passed a bill Tuesday that would introduce the first major changes to the state's Open Meetings and Records Act in a decade. Gene Bonner of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports it would stiffen penalties for agencies that withhold open records and boards that hold meetings in secret.
Under the bill, fines for violations of the open meetings and records law would increase. For example, agencies that don't hand over public records would face fines of $1,000 rather than $100. Government boards and commissions would also have to hold all votes in public. That means they wouldn't be able to hold final votes in closed-door sessions. Sam Olens is Georgia's attorney general. He's lobbied for the bill after citing public boards in Savannah, Statesboro, and other cities for violations. In comments after the Senate vote, he mentioned a case in the Macon area.
There was a case that we didn't know about in Bibb County where they were allowed to vote in executive session. Now it's clear that all votes have to be at the light of day at a general meeting.
The bill has already passed the House, but will return there for approval of changes. Olin says he expects the House to agree to the changes. The bill will then head to Governor Nathan Deal for his signature. For WABE News, I'm Gene Bonner at the State Capitol.
The housing market is showing some signs of improvement. In January, there were fewer Atlanta-area homes in foreclosure. And as the Atlanta Business Chronicle's Crystal Edmondson reports, fewer homeowners were behind on their mortgage payments.
The rate of Atlanta residents at least 90 days late paying their mortgage was 8.8% in January. According to the research firm CoreLogic, that's down 10% from the same time a year ago. While delinquency doesn't always lead to foreclosure, CoreLogic says 90 days late is usually a starting point for the foreclosure process. With fewer loans reaching that point, it could signal an impending turnaround for the housing market. But analysts say we're not there yet. Distressed properties that are already on the market continue to keep home values down. According to the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index, in January, local home prices declined 15% from a year ago. From the Atlanta Business Chronicle, I'm Crystal Edmondson for WABE News.
This is WABE News.